In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. What's the worst performing major currency this year? It's the dollar. The greenback has turned black and blue. The dollar has gotten pounded in 2017 as investors have turned more confident that economic growth overseas is outshining that of the U.S. Joining us is Wall Street Journal currencies reporter Chelsea Delaney. First of all, Chelsea, how much has the dollar fallen lately, and also how much for all of 2017?
Well, it's down about 6% for the year. That's a pretty bad stretch for the currency. It hasn't fallen that much since 2011. It's actually rebounding a little bit today, but it's still pretty solidly down against basically every other major currency for the year.
Well, what's going on? Is it central bank policy? Is it political?
It's sort of everything, and it was kind of an unexpected outcome for the dollar because everyone was very much expecting the dollar to be really strong this year. You know, after the election last year, it sort of soared to this 14-year high because everybody was really excited about all of the policies that the Trump administration was saying they were going to pass. So fiscal stimulus, tax reform, things like that made people think that the U.S. economy was going to be very strong this year. And so they had gotten really bullish on the dollar. And, you know, over the past couple months, all of those things have sort of turned against the dollar. So, you know, the first thing was we started seeing a lot of those political policies hit roadblocks. Healthcare reform has taken longer than people expected. Tax reform still hasn't even really come up. So a lot of the Trump-related optimism has sort of turned against the dollar. So that's definitely a part of it. The other thing is just, you know, the U.S. economy, we've been in this expansion for quite a while now, so we're starting to see some of the data turn. So we're seeing softer inflation, we're seeing softer just overall growth. And so that also sort of started to weigh on the dollar as people became less certain that the Fed was going to be raising rates. And then last week was sort of the nail in the coffin for this dollar rally when all these other central banks sort of got more optimistic about their prospects for raising rates. So the ECB, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England, and there are a couple others that are coming up that people think might also signal that they're close to reducing accommodation. So all of that has just in general been very bad for the dollar.
Right. So that's just the fact that these central banks are, I guess, going to raise rates soon or have indicated they're going to raise rates. That's added to the confidence that investors have in overseas economies.
Yes. Yes. And it pits, you know, these economies that are very early on in their recoveries against the U.S. economy, which is sort of later on in the cycle. So, you know, if you're an investor and you want to go where the most growth potential is, you're going to go and buy the euro or emerging market currencies. It's just the U.S. isn't, you know, the most attractive place to be anymore if you're looking for growth potential.
I'm speaking with Chelsea Delaney of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Chelsea, what are investors expecting as far as the dollar is concerned? Is it expected to continue its decline or trade sideways? What?
You know, for the most part, I think people do not expect it to go up. A lot of people are still saying, you know, the dollar rally isn't dead. But some people do think that this is sort of the end of this cyclical dollar bull market. You know, a lot of the things that have been underpinning that, which is, you know, higher U.S. rates, stronger U.S. growth, they do seem to not be there anymore. So I think, you know, you'd be hard to press to find somebody who thinks the dollar is going to be stronger for, you know, for a long time. So I think it's either, most people think it's either going to, you know, have a little bit more strength and then start to fall, or this is sort of the end of the rally already.
But I wonder, the Fed is still in the process of raising rates. I think one more interest rate is expected this year, if I'm not wrong, and that should help the dollar.
It could, and that's sort of the sort of sideways scenario, you know.
Yeah.
There are, you know, occasions, the Fed is still raising rates, as you said, that could give the dollar some short-term support. But I think, you know, over the long term, it does look like, you know, this could be the turning point for the big, strong dollar trade.
And of course, a weaker dollar is good for a recovery in corporate profits, especially for those multinationals selling exports overseas.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, the strong dollar has been really hard on a lot of U.S. exporters. They've, you know, been citing the strong dollar as a big headwind for years. And so a weaker dollar would make exports more competitive. And it also has been, you know, a focal point for the administration. They've talked a lot about how the dollar is too strong, how other currencies are too weak, and how that sort of puts U.S. businesses at a big disadvantage. So, you know, this would be, you know, a benefit for a lot of companies and for the U.S. economy in many ways.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chelsea Delaney, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
The future is closer than you think. Find out how close. Subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.